The Brethren of Chaos Podcast.
And that's Charles entering entering the podcast here.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Just feeling a bit energetic.
Yeah, letting off some steam.
Letting off some steam.
In the Brethren of Chaos podcast episode 53, I think.
Was it 53 this episode or was it 53 last episode?
Oh, I'm not sure now you've said. I couldn't tell you.
We never know at this point.
But this episode is an easy one, isn't it?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what we've been up to anyway this week.
Yeah.
What have you been up? Well, we actually did the podcast
a few days ago,
so
it came well quicker than I expected. You know, I was like messaging you was after that saying, "Do I do the podcast on Monday?"
Yeah.
And like we said yeah, and then it was literally like a day later.
We forgot that it was even here.
Fuck, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah. But it's just standard when you do a podcast like this and you do it weekly as well. It's just gonna be fucking standard that.
Yeah, that's it.
That it's gonna come to a point where it comes round every so often. You're like, fuck me, how did that even?
Yeah, fucking you know, appears.
But what did you do in the last few days?
Oh, Steve? Actually, I was on a walk with a friend in Rainhill. On the golf course. Didn't know it was in Rainhill, like an old golf course.
Yeah.
Like near Eccleston Park, and a deer ran out in front of us, like ran across the field.
Fuck off.
And ran into the bushes. I was like, what the fuck? In Rainhill?
Yeah, right.
Like, all around there is like, it doesn't lead off into like big open spaces of nature, doesn't it?
In Rainhill?
Yeah. Surrounded by a lot of suburban places.
See, the thing is, on my driving lessons recently, I've been going up around them, and I've been going, where the fuck is this? I've never been here before. Like,
yeah, all different places you never even knew existed.
Different places. For people that don't know, people that are, you know, not from St. Helens necessarily, they would understand that if you live in the centre, it's just terraced houses. You look like you're in a 1940s fucking sitcom or something. It's fucking awful.
Exactly.
But that being said, it's like, what can I say?
Yeah.
It's all right, like, when you get to the outsides.
When you start leaving the place. Is that what you're trying to hint at?
When you start leaving the place. When you start fucking off. Yeah.
Well, that was what I've been up to. I cannot think of anything else. Okay. So, we had to stop then for a second, because...
oh, God.
Charles mitigating the... today's podcasts. What do you even call this?
The tier list. If anyone's obsessed with YouTube, the tier list.
Yes, it needed a bit of sorting out.
Needed a bit of sorting out.
A bit of Tetrising,
but we got there in the end.
Oh yes,
yeah. But we were talking about something completely different.
What have you been up to, Charles?
Fuck all. No, the last couple of days have been
a blur.
Yeah, a bit of a shady blur. You know what? I watched two Jesus films.
What?
Yeah, two Jesus films.
But you have to expand on that.
The Last Temptation of Christ and The Passion of Christ.
Fucking hell.
And I didn't know the difference between the two. I do now.
Is one Mel Gibson's?
One Mel Gibson's, yeah.
Which one's Mel Gibson's?
It's The Passion.
The Passion. And what's The Last Temptation?
That's the Martin Scorsese one with Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? How come?
Don't know.
You picked those two films to watch over the weekend? You don't want to know.
I have no idea how it came along, but I thought, right, I'll watch one after the other, and here we are.
Are you feeling religious?
Feeling religious.
You've been touched by God.
Christian, give me mercy.
Yeah, you need saving, that's what
yes.
it is.
I mean, look, it was all right.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't fucking watch them again. Bruv, that Passion of Christ one is fucking heavy.
Make you cry.
They were slashing him, and it's dead fucking gruesome, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, Jesus
God,
had
I
it rough.
Wouldn't want to be this Jesus of Nazareth,
mate. This dude, this G.
I'm just thinking, bruv.
Yeah?
Just use your miracle powers and kill him all or something.
Yeah, he could have done that. Could he not have just, like, disappeared somewhere else?
Could have.
Relocated.
Made all their water into wine again and made them happy.
What, got them all pissed up?
Yeah.
Turned into LSD.
I don't know what God's plan was, though. Sent him down to get killed?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. What? Isn't it to save our sins? And that makes zero sense.
That makes zero sense. Because how many more sins have we committed since then?
Yeah, let's keep committing them as well.
The Last Temptation was weird. The Martin Scorsese one.
I do remember him now, but I can't remember the individual. I remember one had William Dafoe, didn't it?
Yes. Well, the William Dafoe does not look like Jesus and does not act like Jesus.
Does he look like Green Goblin?
He looks like, yeah. I don't know. I can't unsee it. Willem Dafoe is Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, that's it. He's his own thing, isn't he?
Bro, and it has, like, Harvey Keitel in it. And he just plays, like, he plays Judas, but he plays this New York... He's got this weird New York accent.
Boston accent.
So he's like, yo, Jesus, yeah. Fucking weird.
They got Joe Pesci in it as well.
Yeah, Joe Pesci.
Really hot turns up.
It's a fucking Goodfellas version of fucking... fucking Jesus. Oh, I don't
Good
know,
Brethrens.
Man. I could not care less about that shit. No, I don't know why I watch that.
Well, I suppose you've experienced whatever it is.
They were long as well.
Yeah, the long
5 hours in total for both. I know.
You might as well have gone to church for the day.
Oh, mate. You won't be seeing me any there time soon. You know what I mean?
Get to a mosque instead. That'll sort you out.
Yeah. Get the Quran out your car and go down to a mosque.
That's it. Yeah.
Get praying.
That's what we need.
Well, I just did a 36-hour fast.
Oh, how do you feel? Good.
I feel good.
Healthy.
Yeah. Well, I say that I've not done much over the last 2 days. It all comes flooding back. But I did my first gym session back on Friday.
Shit!
Yeah, in 5 months. Great.
Yeah.
But
your arms fall off.
Fucked. Steve, I was done.
Doms.
Yeah.
That's what you want anyway, isn't it? When you have painful DOMs, you know... You're like, oh, that's great.
I thought I was going to get back into it today. Oh, my God, I can't lift my arms up. Like, if anyone can see me now, I'm going like half lifting my arms up. I can't do it any further.
Yeah, he's like a zombie.
Yeah. It's bad, you know.
You wouldn't be doing the Sieg Heil to Hitler.
No. I wasn't going to do that anyways, dude. No, but yeah, so I started doing that again, which means tracking my calories, eating somewhat healthily, not fully like indulging in the whole tracking calories, because I did that for a year and a half and it was awful, you know.
You don't fancy that again? No, not at the moment.
The 4,000 calories thing, you saw my basement, didn't you, with all the fucking protein.
Stacked up. It's like you were dealing.
Stupid.
Dealing calories.
Stupid amounts. So yeah, no, I won't be doing that anytime soon, but you know what? So, Earl, who was on this podcast a few episodes ago, he's got a PT.
Yeah.
Some lad in our gym. And so we spoke to him, and I've started speaking to this PT. Actually, tomorrow I'm going chatting to this PT. I think he's trying to get me onto his course. Like,
get you on track.
But I don't know. I need your advice, basically. Yeah. I was going to ask you this off the podcast, but fuck it. We might as well on the podcast, seeing as we got a little bit of a less topic. What do you think, right?
Yeah.
On my level, where I know all the exercises, I know how to count my calories, I know how to fucking get to a goal.
Yeah, you know it all.
What do you think I should do? Do I go with this PT? Do I have to... I probably see what he says on that.
I don't think you should go with a PT. I think
PT
is for people who don't know what to do.
Like, at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think once you have a decent knowledge of your exercises, what to eat, what to do, how to track and all that, I think...
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so too.
I think a PT can push you, I suppose.
I don't necessarily need it as well.
I was going to say, you don't want to just like...
Rely on someone.
You don't want to go to the gym as well and blow yourself out immediately. Right off the bat.
I don't want to right
yourself.
Now. Fuck, yeah. So no.
I'd say just take it easy.
Yeah. Well, this is what... Like,
do your own thing. Just enjoy it.
Well, that's
the thing. Get back into enjoying it first.
I want to. Like, I but this guy, he's a proper salesman, you know. He's like,
He sold you his pen.
Well, he sold me his pen, yeah. But he, he was like, what is stopping you from joining me right now?
Oh, my
God. And I'm like, fucking hell, mate. Like, where the fuck did you learn that shit?
Yeah.
Fucking
Andrew
hell.
Andrew Tate?
I know, you're telling me. He's selling courses online and that, but... listen, I ain't listening to no HS Tiki Toki. Like, I will go in there on Tuesday and I'll have a listen to him. I'll see what he says, because do you know what? He offered me some good advice.
Yeah. Oh, I have nothing against PTs. I'm not saying like don't do it because I have anything. I think just purely for the level that you're at, I don't think I need it.
You know,
for your knowledge and everything.
Do you know how much it is as well?
How much?
£125 a month.
Ooh.
Not worth it. Earl's fucking paying that, right? To be fair, he needs it.
Yeah, I think there's people who need it.
Yeah,
I think
125 quid.
I think if you know what to do, there's no need to pay that money.
Yeah.
Spend it on some good food instead.
Yeah. I'm going to have to let him down, aren't I? He's a nice guy as well. The thing is as well, he's my age.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what? He's done it a lot. He's got a degree in it, mm-hmm. So fair enough. Like, I can't fault you, but...
Oh, yeah, he's the real deal.
If you're my age, there's only so much that you know more, in my opinion, than me. Just in general. You know what I mean? Like,
if you were old man wisdom,
yeah, I need
the shamanic wisdom.
I need that. I need some mad wisdom, like bodybuilding from back in the day. Yeah, like, we only eat butter for breakfast.
You need
cheddar for breakfast.
quick sacrifice on the side.
Did you ever see Arnold Schwarzenegger's fucking diet plan?
No, what was it?
It was just like boiled egg and mature cheddar cheese.
Just that?
Literally. And milk. And a fuck ton of milk.
If it worked for him, it worked for... What's it? GoMad? That's what it is.
GoMad. Is it GoMad?
Do you know what that is?
No.
Gallon of milk a day.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that because it's just calories, isn't it?
Get on the GoMad.
Fuck that. Fucking gallon of milk every day. Could you do that?
No. I think I'm a bit lactose intolerant. I think a bit.
Think a little bit.
Like, if I have loads of like milk and like, you know, a high dairy diet,
you start
after
shitting.
A few days. Yeah, I feel a bit.
I start shitting.
I feel a bit sick.
Yeah, you
know, like a sickly
bit
feeling.
Nausea. I feel.
Yeah.
Maybe we are.
Yeah,
both of us.
I did read actually that to a degree everybody's lactose intolerant.
Really?
To a degree.
Hmm.
Like.
So it's like a scale more than it is yes or no.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And like what you get used to and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
No. But no, it kind of makes sense. I mean, you can't... I mean, I can imagine if you eat significant amounts of fucking dairy,
yeah,
you won't be tolerant to a lot of it, you know?
Well, in a way, it's not natural, isn't it?
Nah.
Like, we're not supposed to be sucking the nipple of a cow.
No, fuck that.
Isn't that? We're supposed to be sucking the nipple of our mothers. We're supposed to be having human milk.
I still am.
You still am?
Oh.
We're supposed to be having human milk, aren't we?
Wait till I get home.
That's your nice story.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on.
Well, what have you ate today, just out of curiosity?
I've had a big fry-up.
Have you? Oh,
big
you
haram,
fucker.
Haram fry-up.
I'm jealous. What's a haram fry-up? Tell me what's on a haram fry-up.
Well, you know, like, in Islam, they're not allowed to eat pork. So haram means, like, it's bad. It's not allowed in Islam. So
right.
Haram, and it's just eating pork in me fry-up.
Wow.
Sausage, bacon.
Yeah. Mm. Do you have the full works, though? I'm talking fried bread.
Oh, no, I don't go to that.
Black pudding?
Oh, I can't have that, no.
You're joking, Steve.
I have everything else but them two, no.
You've got to have black cow's blood. Oh, top notch.
No,
love black pudding.
Disgusting.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I love it.
I could have it if it was doused in, like, chili sauce or something.
Yeah.
To get rid of the taste.
Have you ever had white pudding?
I've seen it. What is it?
It's just the same.
How is it blood, though?
No idea. No fucking idea, but it's great, though.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a mat. What is it? Instead of GoMad, gallon of milk a day, you had a
gallon of milk a day.
Gallon of blood a day.
The Schwarzenegger diet. Yeah.
Gallon of blood a day.
Oh.
You're thinking about that, though.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, they don't call me a vampire for no reason. Hey. Anyway. But yeah, no, that's what I've been up to. So tomorrow I've got to go into this guy and basically go yes or no to him.
Yeah, I get you.
But I am on the right lines. I think I'm just going to say no.
Mm.
I know the diet. I know what to do. So
yeah, that's it. I think it's just for people who are first-timers or, you know, need someone to, need to rely on somebody.
Mm.
Which isn't a bad thing. I just think you're more than that.
Yeah. You're more than that, Steve. You're more than that. Well, me and Steve have been, we did this a little bit earlier today, but we've been sat around and we've been chatting, haven't we, about the podcast and...
Been planning
and we're thinking about a few things, aren't we?
Yeah, a few stuff lining up.
Yeah, maybe, just maybe, we will have a video version of this podcast in the future.
Yeah, it would be good, I think.
I've ordered an attachment for the tripod that Steve's brung in today, so maybe you'll see our wonderful faces on this pod.
Our mugs.
Yeah. So
yeah, there's a few plans in the I won't say pipeline, in the what?
In the works.
In the works. in the canon.
Well, works means it's going, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
In the plan.
In the plan.
In the pipe. No, in the pipeline. In
yeah, it's pipeline. 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 Yeah. Is that the right
one? Yeah. I think it's pipeline. Yeah.
There's a few interesting stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe not say anything though.
For now.
Yeah.
Just in case it doesn't get done. If you don't say it, it doesn't. You don't do.
That's
if
it.
If you say it, you don't do.
It loses a bit of its power as well, doesn't it? You start saying
so you have to
stuff.
Keep it inside of you.
Yeah. Let it bubble up.
Let it bubble up and then just fucking explode it out.
I can't do this anymore.
No, we got to film the podcast. Do you know what? I listened to last night a whole hour and a half of the Me, You and Cal catch up that we did.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, what was that like?
Year ago. Wow, yeah. Was it
funny?
It's just funny seeing how a lot of what we were saying back then is just still applicable to now.
Yeah.
You know, how easy the podcast is with us and even keep going on. You forget how long it's been going for now. It's fucking... So. Don't give enough credit to you and just the podcast in general.
Well, I think one thing is it's very easy. This setup is easy as fuck.
Oh, yeah, it's piss.
If we streamlined it, we could do... I could have it like set up in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Bang an episode out in what?
Yeah.
Either an hour and a half.
And then bang off.
Yeah.
See you later.
Like simple.
Well,
it?
Yeah. So it's nice.
And that's what makes it doable, I think.
Yeah.
Like there's a few other like stuff, like the other podcast. We won't name who or what, but like someone attempted to do something.
Yes.
And it just sounded like the most convoluted. It's like, that's never going to work, that.
Well, no, you just, people ultimately just want to sit down and chat. Though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody who's come on here said this is like a good setup, haven't they? They love the way it is.
It's just good. It's like
no pressure.
Being in this space, that's one thing that actually Cal said in that podcast that I listened to back from the day.
Yeah.
He said, you know, just being in here, sitting in the pod, it gets you indulged in it, like fucking gets you... You know,
yeah, you get like homed in, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's great.
Perfect.
So today,
yeah,
we had no idea of what he was doing.
No,
until 1 minute ago or something.
literally, as we were recording, we had to stop.
Yes,
to sort it out.
Yeah. But it's sorted now, and it's because of the way we're doing the podcast now, one big history one.
Yeah, one mad one, one chaotic.
Well, chaotic, yeah.
Yeah,
one chaotic one. And then one...
Just relaxed.
Relaxed.
Chilled.
Chilled.
Bit of a laugh.
Like we're doing now.
Yeah.
And so...
Balance. Yeah, so... Go on, Charles, you take this away. You
food tier list.
Yes.
Fucking stupid, aren't we? fast food tier list in the UK,
fast
to
food
be exact.
Tier list.
So I've got a tier list up here.
Yeah.
And which... You probably would have seen on YouTube, and we've created our own. And our tiers go like this. God tier, so...
God tier.
Would scran right now.
That's the second one.
I'd have it right now, this second one. Third one is every once in a while, so one that you could have...
Yeah, when you're feeling
again.
A bit.
Yeah, feeling a bit. The fourth one, don't fancy it, la.
No,
I just don't fancy it,
nah. No, well.
And then chuck it in the bin.
Complete horrible.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck. Burn it alive.
And then, never eaten.
Never.
So stuff that we both haven't had, but
yeah,
I think
touched.
Just because with our eating habits, I'm not many are going in there, are they?
Our disgraceful eating habits.
Yeah. Not anymore. Not anymore. Okay.
Okay. So where should we start?
What? So if I turn my phone landscape here,
oh, Charles, I'm gonna get so hungry doing this episode as well.
Well, yeah, it's gonna get really bad. We're gonna get so the first one that I have here is a fucking classic.
Yeah, iconic one.
An iconic one. Weatherspoons.
Oh, Weatherspoons.
Weatherspoons.
Oh, my God.
Right, I just have to say, Weatherspoons, for me...
Yeah?
God tier.
God tier?
Right, yeah. Straight off the bat, right?
Without even thinking.
Straight off the bat, because, right, if I'm persuading you, Steve...
Yeah.
You want cheap, cheerful food, right?
Quick.
Pub food.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, watch the football with your mates.
Mm-hmm.
Get a pint. Get a... Coke.
No messing around.
No messing around. Big menu.
Mm.
Cheap as chips. And, mate, you can't beat their pizza and their burgers, mate. They're great.
Mm, yeah.
Food is shit, actually.
the actual food itself.
It's shite.
Wait,
but we're not rating it on food. We're rating it on the whole experience.
The whole experience.
The whole experience.
I'll try and keep that in mind.
So, not just the food.
I think you do make a point there about how it is quick. And it's not, you're not just in like a fast food place, aren't you?
No.
You're getting a bit of a pub atmosphere.
No, you
watch the football.
You could spend £15, you can get free sides, a main meal, a dessert. They used to do 3 for 5 desserts. Oh, no, 2 for 5 desserts.
2 for 5 desserts.
£2 for £5.
That's not price. That's not a bad price at all.
Oh, mate. You can order to the table.
You can, can't you? Yeah. Oh, you're selling it on me, yeah, now.
There was no better time for me than when Running Horses was owned by Wetherspoons, and we were sitting in there in St. Helens watching Trippier score that goal in the Euros against Croatia and it all going off.
While you're scranning.
And I've got the fucking guy trying to get some fucking chicken tenders over to me. Just like...
Yeah, it's all kicking off.
It's all kicking off. So, memories.
Yeah, it comes back to you there.
But the food, cheapish chips and cheerful. I love it.
It is very cheap, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't... For me, I wouldn't be putting it God's higher because of the food.
Am I going to have to go...
But I would... I'd put it...
We get... Okay, I'll give you... I'll say this, okay?
Yeah.
We both get one pass. So, if you say God tier on yours and I disagree, you go, do you know what? No, pass. It's going in God tier.
It's going in God tier.
Otherwise, then we're going to have to find a middle ground.
I see. Yeah, we're going to find middle ground.
Yeah.
What's the second list again?
The second
tier, I mean. Tier.
The tier. The second tier would scran right now.
See, I would scran a Wetherspoons right now.
I would scran a Wetherspoons right now, too.
Like the pizza. When you said the pizza...
Oh, the pizza's
Wait,
great.
This isn't good because I'm like really hungry now anyway.
I'm starving
now. So I feel like
now.
I could eat anything.
Yeah. Shame Gino's not in here. That would go on God tier, wouldn't it? Okay, so first one. Wetherspoons that would go in with scram right now.
Or are you going God tier?
I'm not going to use my card on this one. So I'm going to put that in with scram right
now. With scram right now.
So we've got Wetherspoons there.
Yeah.
The next one is a divisive one for me.
Yeah.
Not Northerners. Can you guess what it is?
Not Northerners.
Not Northerners. They love it. That would go in God tier for most Northerners.
Oh, I don't know.
Greggs.
Oh, Greggs. Oh, for me, I'm just putting meh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my, I was not expecting this. I'm putting that in like every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm putting it because you know what. If I'm going to a Greg's, they've got a pizza slice, which is nice. They got yum yums.
Mm.
They've got a nice steak bake.
Yeah.
Bean and cheese melt. Lovely.
Actually, they have a bit more than what I think, actually, now.
They have a few.
Yeah.
So
just a pasty.
So, but I don't think I would scan it. I don't feel like a pasty right now.
No, I don't.
I wouldn't scan it right now.
No.
But I'd have it every once in a while.
Yeah. Greg's is really quick. In and out quick, isn't it? Especially if there's no queue.
In and out.
Yeah.
In and out.
You know, if you're in, like, say you're in St. Helens and you're not planning on eating.
Yeah.
But you, I'm a bit hungry, actually.
Yeah.
Pop in, quick pasty.
Oh, top.
Yeah, put it in there.
So every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
See, I think the Northerners listening will put that in God tier, though.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. I don't know what it is.
Greggs.
What do you think it is?
Greggs. Maybe because they're just completely uncultured.
Yeah, maybe. Really dissing our hometown here, aren't we? Fucking. There we go, Steve. End the pod on that.
Yeah, we're finishing there.
You're uncultured. Subway.
Subway?
I know. I see your face and know that you're going to love Subway.
Yeah, mine is God tier.
Really? Yeah,
because my point is, it's well healthier than all the others.
I'm not
saying it is healthy.
Yeah.
But it's nutrition. You're getting a lot of nutrition compared to other stuff.
So there was a study, and I don't know if I've told you.
Charles is bringing out science here.
There was a study that everyone thought that Subway is nutritious, right? Because you've got salads. You get salad on your
you're getting tomatoes,
everything.
Peppers.
Yeah. But it's actually the most fattening, most unhealthy one out of all the fast food chains.
What do you mean?
Apparently, there's just a lot of salt in all the ingredients. If you think about it, the ingredients are like not really healthy, are they?
Yeah, like that big starchy bread.
Starchy the bread. Meat. The meat is all like shite meat.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I think personally, unless you go in there to get a salad, which no one is, you're getting a fucking
you're getting
a foot long BMT with a cookie and
you're hitting it all, aren't you?
Yeah,
you want to make the most of it when you're in there.
But if we're forgetting that,
yeah,
Is it still going in God tier for you?
See, in terms of fat, I'm not too bothered.
Okay.
With fat, because I feel like I could work the fat off.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know.
Okay. So you're not bothered. Let's leave all the nutrition out the window, actually, because we're talking fast food. Yeah, Shall we do that?
Just talk about the taste and
the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I always get compelled by with Subway?
Yeah.
The smell. You can smell it from a mile away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can walk down the street and you can smell it, Subway. Oh, I want a Subway now.
I could eat. If you don't want it God tier, we could have a... What about the sriracha sauce? Do you ever have that?
No, I've had it.
That's golden. Well, I wish I could have that sauce. Actually, I might buy a bottle of that sauce.
Oh, you can?
And just have it on everything.
Yeah, it's great.
I could have that. I could have that in my coffee, I think. In the morning.
Well, I'll stick to you down that one. We'll see if you actually do that one, Steve. You come in next week and you're like, I fucking ate that sriracha.
Fucking disgusting.
What's your order from Subway, anyway?
Mine is the foot-long Italian BMT.
Okay.
With all the veg on it.
All the veg?
Yeah, all of it stacked out. High nutrition.
So olives.
I want all the nutrition. I want every
vitamin. You're crazy.
Every vitamin you can get from it, I want.
Okay.
With the sriracha sauce. Toasted on the... What's the normal bread? Is it just Italian?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my meal.
Do you like a cookie?
No, I usually... I don't know. I usually get crisp.
Okay.
Just crisps.
Did you get a crisp?
Bag of crisps.
Lipton iced tea.
Maybe. Oh, they do Oasis, don't they?
Though? Oh, yeah. Love an Oasis.
Maybe a coffee if I'm getting it before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before noon.
You get on a fucking Subway before noon.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
What about yours? What's yours?
Foot long.
Yeah.
Mega meat.
Oh, you've told me this, haven't you?
Told you about the mega meat. It's just a BMT with meatball marinara.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shit.
Italian urban cheese. Melted.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say I have cheese on mine.
Yeah, you gotta have cheese, the American style cheese. That's not healthy, is it? I personally say would scan right now.
Yeah, I would scan right now. I'd kill someone right now for that.
Would you?
If there was an old frail man in the way of my Subway right there now, I would like run through his body and shatter his bones to get that Subway.
Okay, right. Subway is going in that tier, right? Okay, fantastic. So, one that I actually tried recently.
Yeah.
Zizi.
Oh.
So, that's in Italian. Have you been to Zizi?
I have not, no.
I am going to put, right?
Yeah.
I'll take the one on this one.
Wait, yeah, you tell me. Tell me about this experience.
Went to Zizi in London.
London?
Yes. We was in Wembley. My mate took his sister down to watch this fucking Korean pop band, right? And we had 4 hours to waste.
Wait. Yeah. Which what's the Korean pop band? The
fuck knows.
BTS.
It was another one with three letters. they all yeah. Probably can't say that. All the same.
Yeah, it's all the same. Very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah, we can say that.
Yes, we can say that.
Wait, so you went down to London?
Yeah.
With your mate who was taking his sister
to this.
But yous didn't go to watch the.
No, she met up with someone that she's never met up before with.
What?
To fucking watch this band. Yeah, it was crazy, right? Okay. Very silly of her.
Yeah. Very questionable.
We weren't bothered. We wanted Scran.
Yeah, yous are hungry.
And we also watched John Wick that day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, John Wick 4. All right, film. Anyway, so we went to Zizi. After I've seen
after
videos.
handing your friend's girl
off to a random person. I don't think he gave a fuck, and I didn't. Definitely didn't give a fuck. My tummy was rumbling, mate. And oh my god, was it the worst type of place I've ever been in my life?
Well, so what is it like? Awful.
So it's Italian.
Yeah.
And well, essentially, you get all the normal Italian stuff. You get your pizzas, mm-hmm. and you get your standard pastas and whatever.
Yeah.
So we ordered a sharer's board, right?
Yeah.
Didn't come.
No.
Didn't come.
What do you mean, just not arrive?
Didn't arrive. Our mains arrived before that. Oh, I got a carbonara.
Yeah.
Carbonara. Awful. This is supposed to be an authentic Italian restaurant. Not fast food.
Not a fast food restaurant. Yeah.
Right? We go in and it's fucking just water. It's just water.
Did they have a burst pipe?
Yeah. No, not on the floor.
Shower?
No. I mean the carbonara was just water.
Fucking hell.
And carbonara isn't supposed to be fucking liquidy. It's supposed to be nice and like it's supposed to pancetta and stuff. It was awful.
No bueno.
My share was bought come later after we complained, but we wasn't hungry after that.
Yeah.
They had gnocchi on there. Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Which purple gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
It's just pasta.
Oh, right.
Like, yeah, pasta. And with a cheese fondue dip. Sounds nice, right?
Mm.
With, like, all these shares. Awful.
Awful.
Awful. Unedible.
What about price?
A lot of money.
Yeah.
70 quid for the both of us.
For a bowl of water.
Bowl of water. Forgotten sharer's board. And the sharer's board was taken off the price as well.
Yeah.
To be fair.
But, oh, I see. Yeah, but yeah, yeah. So it would have been more than that. It
would have been more than that.
Fucking
so
hell.
So it's easy. You're so going in. Chuck it in the bin.
Chuck it in the bin.
See you later.
Throw that in the
Fuck
gas chamber.
It's easy.
To be honest, I don't like Italian food. I like pizza. I could scram pizza.
I could scram pizza all day.
Any other I think there's too much pasta.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like a spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
I would like to have just the bolognese without any of the pasta.
Really?
Yeah.
You just love meat, though.
Yeah, I'd love
a big plate of meat.
Yeah.
I love that, too, to be fair.
Pasta, I think, just ruins it. All this, like, just lump of starch.
Yeah.
It's not really flavoured as well, pasta, isn't it? It's the other stuff that's in the meal that's, like, brings the flavour.
That's very true. You can get different types of pasta.
Yeah, I'd rather just... Pizza's all right, but any other Italian, I'm not...
No, you're not on it.
No.
I quite like it. You get... the desserts are nice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
What's an Italian dessert?
Cannoli.
Cannoli.
No, is it cannoli? Yeah, cannoli.
Cannoli.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Mm.
Bring it in one time.
Yes.
But yeah, ZZ, fucking chuck it in the bin.
In the bin.
So next one, Papa John's.
Oh, Papa John's.
Do you know what? It's not bad, but would you order it?
Mm.
No.
It's expensive, isn't it?
It's the same price as a Domino's, man.
And Domino's is expensive, isn't it?
Domino's is expensive. It's like 20 quid.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Not worth it.
And if I'm weighing it up, I'd pick any other pizza than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, why is them two so expensive? Compared to like other places
chains.
That sell pizzas.
Brand name chains. Yeah.
Literally, because the pizzas aren't really that much. They are like alright pizzas, but they're not like... They're not exceptional compared to other like places where you get pizzas.
They're better than the ones you get around St. Helens.
Yeah.
You know, the standard kebab shop one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we
yeah.
should do a tier list for kebab. Places around St. Helens.
Oh, that's... Yeah, we need
going
to do
in
that.
Maybe that's just for us. But yeah, Papa John's, no.
I'd have it...
Don't fancy la.
Don't fancy la.
Yeah.
Don't fancy la.
Don't fancy la. Not chuck it in the bin, because not... I'd eat it.
Yeah, yeah. The
if someone bought it in,
is all right.
I'd eat it. But would you pay for it?
I wouldn't, know.
Me either.
Not so, worth. Not worth.
Papa John's. Don't fancy la.
Don't fancy la.
Next one, I've personally never been. You can tell me you have. Wagamama's.
Wagamama's. I think I have been ages ago.
Okay.
Ages ago.
Yeah.
So I can't remember properly the experience, whether it was good or bad.
Me either. Yeah, well, I don't know.
They do like a... What food is it?
It's like noodles, Japanese type food. Yeah.
See, I really do like noodles.
I do like that too.
Stir fries.
But
if we're
rating Wagamama's, we can't, can we?
No, we can't. It's got to be on the
never eaten.
Never eaten. I can't remember it enough to provide an honest rating.
But let's just say, based on that type of food, we probably put every once in a while, probably, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, to be fair. I have stir fry every day nearly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a fry up and stir fry every day.
That's crazy.
Nearly every day.
That is crazy. That's like 4,000 calories. Are you not fucking like 200 pounds?
Burning off all the time.
Yeah.
Too much beast mode
going
on.
Too much beast mode. Well, fortunately.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you've not died yet of high cholesterol.
Not yet. I definitely think I have diabetes though.
Listen. It happens.
It happens to the best of us.
It happens to the best of us, Steve. Don't worry. Don't you worry,
Don't
Steve.
Worry about that.
So, next one.
Yep.
Starbucks.
For me, no.
No.
It may be the bottom one or the second to bottom.
I'm thinking, chuck it in the fucking bin, mate.
Chuck it in the bin.
Do you know why?
Yeah, go on.
It's fucking Spenno.
Yeah, yeah.
For what you get.
Yeah. That's the portions of the food you get in there as well.
Awful.
Why is it so small?
I know.
I'd have to buy at least 5 portions worth to make it worthwhile eating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then how much is that going to cost?
Mate, it's like you go in there, you get a couple of drinks and maybe a I don't know, something to eat. It's 20 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
So expensive.
And then you go in there and you're surrounded by like a load of white girls who drive Fiat 500s.
I think that is a great stereotype. Like,
it's a
with
true
the Uggs
one.
On.
It's a true one, isn't it?
Yeah, 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 it is. It
or
is, it
you're
is.
With like couples, 30-year-old couples,
yeah,
who are a bit like the too good to go Geno's.
Geno's.
You know, not Geno's, but you know, the too good to go. A normal place, they'll have a cup of coffee in Starbucks.
Well, I think personally, if you're going to a Starbucks, then say like if you're in Liverpool,
yeah,
you can go either a Starbucks or you can go a Leaf or a Bold Street coffee.
I see, yeah.
And
yeah,
you can go to baristas that are actually like trained baristas.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, the real deal.
Anyone gets hired at Starbucks, mm-hmm, fucking hell, man. Like, I could get hired at Starbucks tomorrow, but I'm not a barista.
Yeah,
I want,
yeah,
proper baristas doing my coffee if I'm paying that much money for,
yeah,
it.
I get
you.
You
know what I mean?
I feel like when you go into a proper cafe as well, you have the potential to meet other people, interesting people, don't you?
Yeah.
You're in a real, like a real intimate cafe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a family run one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could end up like speaking to somebody, couldn't you?
And they do nice food as well, maybe. They don't even do, yeah, fucking nice food.
You're never going to end up speaking to, yeah, you're not nice food, and I don't, no, think you're going to end up speaking to people.
Yeah.
The most you're probably going to get is you're going to see someone from school.
There you go.
And you're like, oh, what have you been up to?
What have you been up to?
Fuck off.
So, Starbucks, sorry, bav. Go and chuck it in the bin.
Chuck it in the bin.
Well, next one that's a competitor to Starbucks,
mm-hmm,
seems to have come in a line here. Costa Coffee.
Costa Coffee. Mm-hmm.
I think...
Is it cheaper than Starbucks?
I think it's around the same price.
Is it?
And they all blend into,
yeah,
the same,
yeah,
one for me.
I can't distinguish.
I'm not a big fan of coffee places anyway.
No.
Never really go in.
No, I don't see the point in spending that much money for a coffee. Like, how much is it to make it at home?
Oh, mate. Fucking cheapest chips, that, mate.
Why would you spend it? Like, people get it on the way to work.
Yeah.
I'd rather take the 5 minutes out of me time buying it at Starbucks just to make one at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
just
put it in like a flask.
In a flask, and you get more out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't taste as nice, but who fucking cares? Maybe,
yeah,
it's the experience that they like.
Fucking going in.
Going
and
in.
Rushing in.
Oh,
I'm late for work. Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. Yeah. Fuck off.
So, Costa, and also... I don't think I, or you,
yeah,
rely on coffee too much.
No, I don't think we do, don't we?
I never really think, fuck me, I need a coffee to start off the day. You know those type of people?
That's because we're waking up at like 3 a.m.
That's true, yeah. We're fucking vampires, aren't
we? We have nothing to wake up
for. Because the coffee in the bin.
Yeah.
So another one. You might have not been this one because it's a predominantly South chain.
Oh, I see.
But it's everywhere in train stations. Pret. Have you been Pret before?
I don't know what Pret is.
Pret is...
Have you made this one up, Charles?
No.
You put your own one on it.
Pret is the Tory version of Costa Coffee.
Well, that answers that.
And they had one in York.
Yeah.
And it's so expensive. So fucking expensive. But, redeeming factor.
Yeah.
About Pret. To play nice,
okay,
to it,
I'm interested.
Okay?
I'm interested.
They actually do all right food.
I see.
They have this nice mac and cheese, which you can get. It's a fiver. It's in a little box.
Ah, see, that's it.
You can do a veggie mac and cheese.
That's a bit more than what you can get in Starbucks,
yeah,
isn't it, for the food?
Yeah, they do nice granola yogurts.
Yeah.
In there that I've had before. They do Swedish meatball wrap, which everybody raves about.
Swedish meatball?
Yeah.
You can't get that in Starbucks, can
you? No,
you can't. Get that in the Costa.
That's what I'm saying. So I think Pret just goes up one more.
Moves up one.
I think it goes to Don't Fancy La because of the price.
Yeah, I see.
But Pret.
But the fact that you can get decent food.
From there, yeah. If you need it. So that goes...
Okay,
I'll give you that. It's not high up, but it goes there.
I'll give you that one.
So next one for me, I've actually been recent to this one. I love it.
Mm.
See if you do, if you've been. Las Iguanas.
Las Iguanas.
Have you been?
Is there one in Liverpool?
Yes, there is.
I might have been that one.
So it's a mixture of different food.
Yeah.
I got a steak in there.
Yeah.
Nice, really, really nice steak, chimichurri on the side.
Oh, yes.
I got a cheese fondue with like potato.
Oh, keep talking, Charles.
Really nice food.
It's like a porno for me, this.
Yes. And if you like cocktails, they do 2-for-1 cocktails in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Is it expensive?
It's a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you know what? It's all right.
And is it like meaty food like that? What's the
they
what's
do
the menu
so,
like
so
abroad?
The menu they do different foods from around the world in there. So it's a combination of all of them. So they do Mexican. They do South American.
Yeah.
They do fucking...
like
I don't know.
French.
Yeah.
Italian.
No, not Italian.
No.
But they do a mixture. Like, there's
you know what,
so many more.
I like that concept, actually.
I quite like
that concept.
Rather
than, like, each place usually does its own thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What place has, like, a world food menu?
Well, I quite like the idea of it.
Oh,
because
you know,
I was like,
I
could have a burger here, I could have tacos, or I could have a fucking steak, which I got. And do you know what? The steak was nice. It's medium. Perfect.
Good. Can you get sushi in there?
No, you can't. Oh. So it's a bit of a shame. It's not Japanese.
But could you get, what about like ramen or noodles?
No. Can't even do that. It's more like, I think it's more like South American type food.
I get you.
Know what I mean?
I do. I like that concept though.
I like it's quite good.
I'd put that. From what you've told me.
I'd say every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. It's quite nice.
I might have been. I'm trying to, I can't remember it though. I do know the name.
Okay. So the next one, a little less known one, Barbarito. I've been Barbarito a couple of times.
Yes.
Have you been Barbarito?
Oh, yes.
I quite like Barbarito.
I could eat that.
Yeah.
Mate, I might put that. What's the tier again?
So we got God tier. Nothing's in there at the moment. It's not God tier.
I wouldn't put God tier, no.
Woodscan right now, that is like Weatherspoon Subway level.
Yeah.
And then there's every once in a while.
It's one of them two.
So
Barbarito. I could have
maybe
a Barbarito.
Maybe it goes in between those two. You know,
Floating in between.
Maybe it goes top of every once in a while.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'd put it there, yeah.
I quite like it because you can get a fucking massive burrito for cheap.
Yeah. I'd say it's hearty, isn't it, for what you get?
It's hearty.
Yeah.
It's expensive, though. So, next one, which I think is a much better version, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, Steve. Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
I'm happy to put that in there every day.
What, every once in a while?
I mean the one above.
You would scan right now?
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Would scan right now.
I don't agree with
you. I'm happy for that to go in there.
Oh,
if you wanted that.
Mate, I absolutely... Oh, do you know what, Steve? I don't know, you know.
Why? What? You want to say God say?
I'm looking at the other ones that we've got here.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about when I'm going to use my God tier.
You're right. That's not fair. I don't get to know when I see man.
Yeah, I know.
Go on, yeah.
But you can have a look.
No, it's all right.
It's all right. Okay. I'm going to overrule you on this one.
Yeah?
I'm going to put in God tier.
Okay.
The reason is, right.
Go on. Yeah, I want to hear your reason.
I love Mexican food. Love it. Always have.
It's like I said, hearty, isn't it?
And it's cheap. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best Mexican food you can buy. We're talking fast food here. We're not talking fucking birria tacos, which cost 30 quid for free. We're talking Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah.
We're talking churros for your dessert.
Oh, keep talking.
We're talking Dorito shell, beef, chili.
I wish there was a Mexican in St. Helens.
There is?
Is there what?
Sabroso.
Oh, where's that?
That's near the St. Helens Central, the station.
Oh, and the restaurant.
Yeah. They do delivery as well.
Fuck, I did.
It's all right.
Completely forgot about that.
Yeah, my friend owns it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
crazy, right? That's... My friend's family own it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I might go in there sometime soon. But anyway, yeah, you were saying...
I'm sorry, but I'm using that as my...
Yeah.
That's my card I've played.
What's your go-to then from Mexican?
I think personally, from Taco Bell...
Yeah, Taco Bell.
I get a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah, it's like this fucking pentagon looking fucking Crunchwrap thing.
Demon wrap.
With like
how big
beef.
Is it?
Oh, it's massive. Yeah, it's
hefty.
Like, it is. It's a good, like, you know, like say a 12-inch record.
Yeah. So fucking
no. I think I'm overstating it, maybe. I think I'm overstating it.
Down,
I'm bullshitting. But it's nice though.
Yeah.
It's
and what's on it?
Nice. Just like chili,
mm-hmm.
beef chili.
Yeah.
And then rice, lettuce, and then what they do is what makes it a crunch wrap, is they put Doritos in it.
Oh, I
which
see.
Makes the crunch,
I
and then
see.
They wrap it up. Sour cream, guacamole.
Oh, shit.
It's fucking top
I'm
notch.
I'm feeling lightheaded a bit here thinking about this.
I know. And I love churros. I love a dessert.
Yeah, right?
We both love desserts.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So, Taco Bell.
Where's the closest Taco Bell to our vicinity here, our spot?
Liverpool.
Is that the closest one?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I could eat that all day with the nacho cheese sauce. Oh,
oh shit.
But yeah. That's my God tier.
Yeah.
So
right, I'll give you that then.
Thank you, Steve.
There you go.
So we've got a lot to go. So I guess we can go through these. But Five Guys.
What do they have?
Burgers. Burgers. And they feel like you get a small chips and you get loads more chips. That's their big selling point.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think, personally, out of all the fast food burgers, Five Guys do the best burger.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
To remember. I know I've been, but I'm trying to remember how good they were.
This is from a UK point of view, and we're not talking, like, I've tried Shake Shack in the UK as
Shake
well.
Shack.
I think there's only a couple in the UK.
Yeah.
That's great, but I had that years ago.
I see, yeah.
Five Guys is like, up there, though, for me.
I think any burger-type stuff I could have, like...
Yeah.
I could have daily.
It's great.
Yeah.
But it's the most expensive.
Oh, is it?
I think I spent 40 quid on my own.
What?
Yeah.
So compared to like other burger places, like Burger King and McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
stuff.
It's way more expensive.
Yeah.
Way more expensive. Mm. So that takes, like, I can order that every day.
Okay, I understand.
For a little burger, it's like a 12 quid.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's dropped for me there, Charles.
So I would say, just based on that, based on my bank.
Mm.
Every once in a while.
Okay, yeah. I accept the...
Hey, Five Guys, if you drop down the menu, like the prices...
Yeah?
You go up towards Grand right now, maybe.
There we go.
But they do these... I'll take you in there one day. They have this drinks machine.
Yeah?
They do very cool milkshakes in there. You'll love that.
Mm.
And also, they do drinks from America, like in there. So, like, Coca-Cola Raspberry or something.
Moonshine.
Yeah, moonshine in there, yeah. Ed's Diner.
Oh,
do you remember Ed's Diner?
I haven't been there.
It's like a...
doesn't ring a bell as well.
It's a 50s...
Sounds like a fucking rape shack.
So, it's a 50s diner.
Ed's Diner.
It's a 50s diner.
Yeah.
Where they have... not jukeboxes on the table. Is it jukeboxes on the table?
Did they have one in Cheshire Oaks?
They might do, yeah. And they have jukeboxes on the table. You can pick your song.
Yeah.
About, like, the 50s, and they bring to you, like, fucking shit. It's shit food.
Are you
going to
see,
like,
Mia Wallace and Vince
doing the twist. I personally think it's...
50s diner. So what's 50s food? Like a...
Oh, it's like shit. It's like hot dogs and... It's America. It's American shit food.
I wouldn't put it up high for me if I had to.
I'd say don't fancy that.
No.
Don't fancy
hot that. Dogs and stuff like that.
I don't fancy a 50s diner any day.
No.
Not really. So next we've got a classic.
Yeah?
KFC.
I'm so mixed about KFC, Charles.
Mixed in a bad way.
Yeah, well, I think when you get lucky, I think it can be amazing.
Mm.
But for some reason, I always don't end up lucky.
Okay.
It's either I get...
Oh, not again. You've got me chewing again.
It's either I get the order wrong, it takes like fucking 2 hours waiting, or it just like so greasy. Like,
really?
Way too greasy.
Yeah.
And I feel like that happens too much for me to, like, enjoy it anymore.
I think it's expensive for what it is as well.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
The price?
Yeah. I think it is expensive.
What's, like, what's a normal meal there?
It's like a 10 or 12 quid a meal now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it high. I think there's always problems, especially the one in St. Helens, which is the worst one.
To be fair,
ever.
We live in St. Helens, so KFC's not going to be good. It's awful.
That is, like... atrociously bad, that one.
Yeah, that one is bad.
Who's the manager of that place? How nobody stepped in and said, look, this is
fucking awful.
This is the worst, like, the fast food thing ever.
Steve's putting his foot down now. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm more confused, not about how bad it is, but how, like, nobody's stepped in and said, right, we need to sort this out.
KFC, St. Helens, sort out your staff.
It's so bad.
Well, let's talk about the food just a sec.
Yeah.
I go KFC.
Mm.
I love the popcorn chicken. Yeah. They have the best chicken strips for me. I love the chicken strips. They're best chicken strips
best
out of any place.
Strips, yeah.
I like that. And then the hash brown on the burger, revolutionary. Gravy.
Game changer.
Gravy as well.
Yeah.
Personally, if we're leaving out our feeling towards St. Helens KFC.
See, I've had it happen to me, though.
Have you?
In a loaded, like, different... Yeah. Manchester.
Oh, my God,
Liverpool.
Really? So this is where we're going to have to agree to disagree, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what are you saying?
I would scran a KFC right now.
Oh, God.
And what are you saying?
I'm saying...
Don't fancy La or every once in a while chuck it in the bin.
Don't fancy La.
Oh my God.
See, if it was... See, if you get it, if I get lucky, the food, it is like...
You would want it.
It is top draw, yeah.
Okay.
But it's just too much for me that every time it's just wrong, every time.
So I'd say we'll meet in the middle then.
In the middle.
And we'll put every once in a while.
Okay.
At the bottom. Just for you.
Oh, if you're happy with
Unless
that.
You want to use your card and put it in the fucking...
No.
Your weight.
Every once in a while, maybe... If I go every once in a while, maybe the chances even out. And okay. I get lucky.
Okay, yeah. All right. So another one, Frankie and Benny's.
Oh.
It's gone now, St.
Yeah,
Helens.
It's gone. Deceased.
No one didn't make any money.
You know what's funny about that place was it's got this really Italian old school vibe.
Yeah.
And it was made by like two guys in Slough in
really?
Like, the 90s. Yeah.
You're joking.
With no relation to Italy or anything.
I didn't know that.
It's got like pictures of like gangsters, hasn't it? An old school Italian. Fucking all sorts.
In Slough?
Yeah, it was like two just Fuck generic off. British guys in Slough.
How
in
did
the
you
90s.
Find that out?
Remember Googling it while I was in a Frankie and Benny's?
Yeah, going, oh, the fuck?
Yeah, where's this come from?
Expecting a tiny little fucking family to come out, a nonna to come out.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, maybe not for me, La.
Don't fancy La.
Don't fancy La.
I think it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's not really a fast food place. Frankie and Benny's don't fancy it, La.
Yeah.
It's got, and it can't even have it anymore. It's not anywhere.
Is it fully gone? Completely
I don't see gone. It. Many places now.
Hmm.
There must be a couple open, but...
I know there's one in Wigan near the DW.
But they've gone out of St. Helens. Gone now.
Yeah, that's gone.
Anyway. So a big one here.
Yeah.
One of our favourites, probably.
Yeah.
I think it might be our first God tier.
Hmm.
What do we think it is?
Is it going to be a McDonald's?
It's a Mackey's.
As much as I hate McDonald's, it's God tier.
It's God tier. Do we even have to debate, Steve?
Why? Why is it God tier, though?
Because it's the best. Because it's the best.
Yeah, it's like, it's so horrible, and it's so unhealthy, and I hate it. And I love it.
I fucking love it. Yeah, mate,
I think they're using black magic or something.
Oh,
they've got to be doing something to draw
they're
you in that much.
They're injecting shit into their food, man, into that meat. That's not meat.
That's not meat.
Oh, it's so good, though.
Oh, it's just, I think it's one of the ones that are open 24 hours as well, isn't it?
I think the accessibility
that
is
that
a huge part.
Like we went last week, didn't we, with Sam after the episode?
Yeah, we both looked and we went, it's the only thing open.
Yeah, let's go there.
And the thing is as well, it's so ingrained in our minds. We know the menu off by heart.
Oh, definitely.
You know what to get, unless it's the specials.
I think it's fairly cheap as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like I spent... What did I spend? Like nearly 10, 12 quid.
Yeah.
And I got big meal.
Yeah.
Didn't I last week?
Oh, mate. I spent 17 quid.
Yeah, you got fucking loads.
I got loads.
But we are getting loads.
Doesn't fill us up, though.
No, you could go back again.
I know. I could go back again and again and again. But look, staples of society. Big Mac.
It's one of the pillars holding up society.
Yeah. A Mac. And don't underrate the breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Mackey's breakfast is one of the best things ever, in my opinion. The McMuffin. It was, until they removed the breakfast wrap and the bagels, bastards.
Mm, yeah, why did they get rid of that? Because I feel like everybody loved that.
So, one of my mates is a manager. Oh. Talked to him.
Oh, yes.
And he said...
He's an important person in society.
Yeah, if you're a manager
at McDonald's.
Yeah,
you're
a person. You got 3 stars, yeah. Mate. So, he said that I can't remember what it was, actually. That's fucking annoying.
Was it something silly?
It was something silly.
Yeah.
It was...
Maybe something to the price or something.
It wasn't something silly. So, for the drive-through, because they had less staff...
Yeah.
They just had to shorten the menu.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah. So, everyone thought they couldn't make, like, the eggs or something for contamination or whatever. It's not.
They just
they're short on staff. And so... Their plan was to bring it back, but the Mackey's is selling as normal as it ever was.
I get it, yeah.
So
yeah.
They're not missing it, so they don't have to. So they're selling plenty of McMuffins.
Fair enough, yeah.
I know, bastards, right?
So, you know.
But yeah, Mackey's, top notch. Happy Meal, Big Mac, cheeseburger.
The wrap
of the day.
Wrap of the day. Oh, God, yes, Joe.
Chicken nugs.
Oh, shit.
McFlurry.
Stop talking, Tom. Stop talking.
God tier. there's a couple on here,
yeah,
which I don't know. So Brewers Fair.
Brewers Fair,
Brewers Fair.
Yeah. What's that? I think that's a bit like, I think, don't quote me on this, I think it's a bit like a pub style place.
Pub food.
I think. You like the one we went to the other week?
Oh, yeah.
The Glass that's Horse.
That's next.
Is it? Yeah.
So, Brewers Fair, should we just put that in Never Eating?
Wait, maybe we should... Oh, yeah, it'll have to be a go on that anyway, wouldn't it? Hungry Horse.
We went there.
We did. After which episode was that? One of the episodes. I can't remember. Lost in Time.
It's all right.
It was all right. For what it was.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Not better than a Wetherspoons.
No.
No.
I'd maybe put it like medium or below.
So you would have every once in a while?
Yeah.
Every once in a while? Okay. All right.
Yeah, for what it was fairly quick. Wasn't that expensive. In out.
Pub food.
Yeah.
Standard Fortune 50. Okay. Burger King. A big staple of our society. Maybe dropped a few points over the last 10 years.
The last decade.
They have big parts like the Whopper.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Yeah. See, it's expensive though, isn't it?
It is expensive.
The prices have gone up.
Yeah, they used to do the best chips. Used to.
Maybe what, every once in a while for me.
I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
Because...
I feel like I'd go to Mackey's over it.
I think...
If I was picking.
But I think...
Yeah.
They do better burgers than Mackey's.
Dude, the Whopper is good, isn't it?
The Whopper's good.
The Whopper is like... It's a proper burger almost,
isn't it? It's a proper burger. Bacon Double XL from Burger King. And a Chicken Royale.
Chicken Royale.
I think the Chicken Royale is the best, one of the best chicken burgers there is to get on a fast food.
Do you reckon? Yeah.
The chicken mayo and whatever, the McSpicy McCrispy at Mackey's is shit.
Yeah, it's not.
Their burgers are shit at Mackey's.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you
mean. They are shit. Maybe we have to rethink this.
We're going to have to. Wait, how much is that Chicken Royale though from Burger King?
It's like £6, £7. But you can get a mayo chicken for like £2, £1.50. That's the difference.
I see, yeah.
So, every once in a while?
Every once in a while.
I do love a Burger King, though. Every once in a while. I've never been Prezzo. It's another Prezzo. Italian.
Prezzo. I've never been. Nope.
Never eaten. Okay. Krispy Kreme donuts. It's more of an American one, but they have a few in the UK.
Oh, KK Donuts.
KK Donuts.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Krispy Kreme Donuts, yeah.
Is it with a K?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the ones you mean. Yeah.
Have you had them before?
I think I have.
I've had them before. I don't like donuts that much. I wouldn't get like one. They're overpriced as well.
Yeah. See, anything sugary though, I could eat every day.
You could eat every day.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything
Caspers.
Sugary.
Don't mention. That's coming up. So, yeah, Krispy Kreme.
Maybe put it, I don't know, what you think... Don't fancy it. You don't fancy it.
I don't fancy a Krispy Kreme. If I'm going for any dessert, I'm choosing just donuts.
Yeah, I know.
A bit of ice cream.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean there, yeah. That makes sense.
I've never been to one. I've heard of it. Little Chef.
Little Chef.
Have you been to Little Chef?
I have, yeah. Mm. I think it's very just like bog standard basic.
Okay.
Good for what it is, but it's nothing special.
I'll go off you on this one.
You can get
one,
like
then.
Fry up in there and stuff like that.
Ah, standard.
Chips, shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's like... It might not even be open now.
Are they ones on the motorway?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know.
They have them at like random places as well. Like on the motorway and in like... They had one near like Ormskirk as well.
Oh, of course.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Maybe you could... For what it's worth, I think it's all right.
So, every once in a while for you?
Yeah.
I'll trust you on that
but one. But it's nothing special. It's not like something you'd pick, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think it just gets a pass because it's like cheap and cheerful.
Okay. So next one.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut. Classic. Staple.
Yeah.
Again, of our society. One of the big hitters. A Pizza Hut. Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut.
There's a reason why I don't like Pizza Hut, actually.
Oh, no.
Because it's cardless only.
Oh, my God, Steve. I thought he was going to say something real then. What do you mean it's cardless only?
Well, like, say someone like me who only wants to use cash. I'm fucked.
Is it? When?
I think it was through the lockdown. Or whatever.
Oh, you know, my God. Everything was cashless in lockdown. We're going to have to leave that to the side.
Oh,
we're going
to put that one to the side.
Yeah, because that was lockdown.
If not, then I think It may be...
Did you go as a kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get a salad bar? Did you get the free ice cream?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
did you get the deep dish pizza?
Yes.
With parmesan shaker.
I could eat that now or every other day. So every other whatever.
I think, personally, there's a difference between the Pizza Hut. It is sitting inside.
Yeah.
So it... Bless you.
Bless you.
The Pizza Hut sitting inside.
Yeah.
And Pizza Hut delivery.
And wait, what do you mean?
So, delivery is different. Mm. There's an experience to eating Pizza Hut in Pizza Hut. It's great. You get the salad bar.
I know what you mean.
You get
mean.
The ice cream machine.
It's a thing, isn't
it? It's a thing.
But when delivery, they used to have those like red roofs as
yeah.
well.
But they did a macaroni and cheese pizza not too long ago, and that was great as well.
So what are you thinking there?
If we're weighing it up, if we're weighing it up against some of the other places that we've got here, so... Papa John's is don't fancy la. Pizza Hut, I wouldn't scran it right now.
You wouldn't scran it right now, no?
No, no. Would you?
I'd have it every once in a while.
Pizza Hut, every once in a while.
It's higher than Papa John's.
Oh, yeah, it's higher than Papa John's, though.
Yeah.
Well, to follow it up, we got the big hitter.
Yeah.
The Domino's.
For me...
Oh, no, you're shaking your head here, no, Steve.
I think it's the price that does it.
The price fucks you.
It just doesn't need to be that much.
No, it's so expensive. So
like,
expensive.
Like, the pizzas are decent. They are good.
Yeah.
Just does not need to be that expensive.
And I think the pizzas are actually quite mid when you think about it. They're not great.
Just, like, average.
Average.
Yeah.
For the price.
Like, they're not bad. But they're not like they're not special special.
Not special for that price, no.
No, I think that the price just kills it for me.
But the good things though, garlic and herb dip from there I think is one of my best dips ever.
God, really?
I would kill for that. Oh. Do you know they could have licensed that out to like supermarkets and stuff and sold
people would have bought
millions and billions maybe of bottles. Not billions, but they would have sold millions of bottles in my opinion. But they just didn't license it.
Why not?
Because the kids keeps it to themselves.
Yeah, keep it to themselves.
Yeah. So people have been recreating it. Like, every supermarket recreates their own garlic and herb dip.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Big. But I would say, personally, this is just my opinion, would scran right now.
I was not expecting you to say that.
I would scran right now.
What?
It's not God tier, but... If we've got to have a pizza joint somewhere up there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And Domino's for me is better than Pizza Hut and Papa John's. I love it. The chicken kickers.
If you're paying for it, then I would have it right now.
Would you?
Yeah.
If I'm paying for it. What happens if they have a 50% off discount code? Would you still go it?
Then it's just like the Yeah, I would. I would go, actually, because then it'd just be the normal price for a pizza, then.
Okay. So, would scran right now,
if you're paying.
But not over Subway.
They're not over Subway, no.
Yeah. Okay, not over Subway. one that I've never been, but probably may have, Toby Carvery. Have you been?
I have, yes. Big Carvery.
Mm.
Very meaty.
Ooh.
You can get loads of meat from there.
Really?
I wouldn't say it's anything special.
Yeah.
I think they're the type of places where it's just like you go and it's just full of kids and families.
Yeah.
Not the best atmosphere. Sticky tables. Tables are sticky.
That's disgusting.
Like families.
Families, kids.
Yeah.
No, you don't want that.
I'd say not for me.
Not for you?
Yeah.
Would you say chuck it in the bin, don't fancy bar?
I think it goes up above than that because you can have a big Carvery. You know, like a meaty.
A big Carvery.
Yeah.
But without the kids, you would have it.
Maybe every other, once in a while.
But don't fancy la because of the thing.
It's just a bit, it's like a kid's day out, family day out to a pub type thing.
So, Pizza Express. Have you been?
Yeah, I think, you don't have one in St. Anne's though, don't we?
No. I've been to Pizza Express. Had one in York.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Topped it up with £12 worth of chicken when I was bulking.
What?
Yeah. Crazy.
Is it more expensive than Domino's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have I been? Where have I?
You ever been?
It rings a bell, the name.
Yeah.
Maybe I just know the name of it.
Because they have these famous garlic dough balls in there.
Yeah.
I think it's...
You're a garlic man, aren't you?
I love it.
You're a garlic man?
I love it. But, overrated.
Overrated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I think maybe leaving it to you there.
I'm going to say don't fancy, la.
Don't fancy, yeah?
Yeah. There's one here, reminds me, I don't know him. Eat?
Eat?
Yeah.
E-A-T?
Yeah, with a full stop at the end. Don't know it.
Wait, let's see. Me Google that, though.
Eat.
Eat. I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to...
So that's going in Never Eaten for now.
Yeah.
While Steve Googles, I'm going to throw another one out to him.
Go on.
Because it fits in line. Ask Italian. Ever been?
Oh, I haven't, no. Ask Italian.
So, Never Eaten for that one. We're just going to get that out of the way. You ever been to Byron's Burger?
Byron's? No.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw that into... Chuck it in the bin.
Chuck it in the bin.
Because I paid for some food in there. It was shite.
What do you think? What was it? It's just burgers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was awful. Got a delivery on that one.
Eat.
Eat.
Eat is a chain of sandwich shops.
Oh.
So I think it's like sandwiches.
Fuck knows.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never even heard of that.
I've seen the logo before.
Yeah, like the EAT.
Yeah, the EAT.
Now I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
So what, Byron's Burger?
Yeah, I've put that in, chuck it in the bin.
Chuck it in the bin.
Because of that experience, awful.
Burn it alive.
Nando's.
Nando's.
Mate.
For me, I'd say every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't scran a Nando's right now?
Only because I know someone who used to work in there. And they told me how bad the chicken is, like how it's stored and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very bad.
Earl used to work in there, to be fair. If Earl can get hired in there, fucking anyone, a toddler can get hired in there, so yeah.
So I wouldn't take me chances of eating that all the time.
No, it's not great. But halloumi, hummus for the starter. Oh, chicken butterfly. Oh. Oh, shit.
This doesn't help that I'm like starving here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would agree with you every once in a while, to be fair.
Every once in a while.
People would put that in God tier.
Yeah, there's people who just fucking swear by that, isn't it?
They love Nando's.
I wouldn't say it's that special.
I think you can go everywhere, other places to get chicken, like chicken. But that's just my opinion.
Like, it's not bad. It's not bad, but...
There's no big ones left, so we'll just go sky through these. So, Wimpy.
Wimpy.
On the highway type Wimpy. Don't remember?
No, I don't.
Never eat them. This is a big one. Yo Sushi. Because you like Yo Sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to Yo Sushi?
Is there one in Liverpool?
Yes, there is.
Is it near the escalators?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been in there.
I love it.
And I remember waiting ages for it.
Really?
I remember waiting for a seat. For ages.
I got on the conveyor belt where and you take your finger. Yeah. I thought that. I loved that.
See, I'm not a big fan of sushi at all.
Really?
No, but I do like the other Japanese food.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Sushi? I'll let you take that with this one.
No, you can take that because I'm like impartial, I think.
I would say every once in a while.
Every once in a while,
just because it's good.
Actually, you know what? I want to like sushi because it's healthy. Even though I don't, I want to.
It's good shit.
Yeah. It's Japanese. Anything Japanese is healthy and good and we should bring into our lives.
So, Beef Eater.
Beef Eater.
Standard.
It's like a pub, isn't it?
Yeah, standard. Goes in every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Category. Just is what it is every it's once in a while.
So, next one, TGI Fridays.
I think it's a bit expensive, I think, that.
I think it's expensive. You get a lot of American-type foods in there. Get a good brunch in there, apparently.
Do you?
I don't know. I'm lying now.
I think I remember buying drinks in there, and it was, like, really expensive.
Really?
I was like, what the fuck? Just go, like, somewhere else, like a Wetherspoons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, for a similar-ish...
I think it's a bit shit.
Yeah.
Are we saying chuck it in the bin?
Do you want to say chuck it in the bin?
Fuck TGI Fridays.
Oh, we could do. It is good. American.
There we go.
I like shitting on America.
Chuck it in the bin. So we've got a few more left.
Yep.
Miller and Carter.
Miller and...
Never been.
Oh, that's the steak.
That's the steakhouse. I think
it is quite expensive.
It's very expensive. This isn't fast food, is it?
No, I'd say chuck that in the bin.
Okay.
I'm saying go with that extreme because it's so expensive. For pub meals,
It's not a pub, though, is it? It's more of a... It's a high-class restaurant, isn't it? Or a higher class.
I think that's what it... I think that's what it likes to be.
Yeah.
I think it can get away with falling into the pub category.
So we'll chuck it in the bin.
That's why I'm saying chicken in the
bin. Chuck it in the bin.
Yeah.
One place I love, I know you'll love, Wok and Go.
Oh, yes.
You love Wok and Go?
Oh.
Mate, Wok and Go.
I'd maybe put that God tier.
Do you know God what, tier? Steve? I'd put it every wood scan right now, but yeah. Do you want to use your card?
See, the only thing, I might use my card on something else that I know that's coming up.
Okay.
You might not.
I love Wok and Go, actually.
Yeah.
Where you... I love Wok and Go. Let me just tell you a little bit about Wok and Go, yeah.
Yeah.
When I used to work in Liverpool, I used to eat so much.
Yeah.
And this was my routine.
Yeah.
Caribou poutine, gravy, cheese curds, chicken, lovely.
Yeah.
Wok and go down, get some noodles, chicken. Perfect.
Yes.
Go and get an American pizza slice from American Pizza Slice on Wall Street.
Oh my God.
Just eat that.
What the hell?
That trio.
The whole thing.
That trio.
Wow, that's powerful.
Love Wok and Go.
Wok and Go is
udon noodles.
I think it's quite healthy.
It is quite healthy.
It's nutrition.
Yeah.
It's got nutrition in it.
Yeah.
You got your vitamins and stuff in it.
The vitamins.
Wait, can I save that until...
The last.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll save that one.
Because
we'll
I might use my card on that one.
Okay.
If that's allowed, can I save me...
Yeah.
Can I use my card? Save my card for another.
So, one that I personally love comes to my childhood. It's another pub food, but I think it steps above the others. Harvester. You ever been?
I have been, yeah.
I love a Harvester. They do lots of meat there. It's a very meaty pub. Mm. Very meaty. You're getting ribs, big burgers.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, I'm sold on that over the others.
I'd say would scan right now.
Would scan right now.
If I could go to a Harvester and take you to a Harvester, you get a free salad bar and it's very meaty.
Okay. I'll let you have that one.
Thank you. My dad used to take me there.
Yeah.
See me cousins. It was perfect.
Great.
Lovely, lovely, lovely place. But you don't get them up here. Get them down south.
I see.
I don't know this one. Preston Gelato or Heston Gelato.
Gelato.
Never eaten.
What's that? Is that Mexican?
Don't know. Do you recognise the logo?
Which one? Which one are you?
The first one.
Oh, the first. I thought you just showed me them all then.
No.
No, I don't know.
So we'll put never eaten.
Never eaten.
Chopsticks noodle bar. I've never been.
Never been.
I've heard it's great.
I've never been, but I would anything. That's
we'll go one day.
And noodles.
And then we'll redo this.
Yeah, we'll redo.
That will go God tier, I think.
Yeah,
for
I think
us.
So.
I've heard it's great.
Yes.
Pound Bakery.
Oh my God,
mate. I think.
Where do we put the Greggs?
So I think Greggs is in every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Does it go above Greggs? Or does it go in the same tier but just above Greggs?
Is it cheaper than Greggs?
Technically. Technically. Yeah, it is. It is cheaper because it's Pound Bakery.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's shit.
I'd say same category but above.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree. Just because it's cheap. Yeah. Whereas cheapskates is what we're learning out here, isn't it? So we're getting to the end here.
Yeah.
Dixie's Chicken. I've been there. It's like a Frankie's, but for London. So we'll do Frankie.
I know Dixie's.
So we'll do.
They
have one in Ashton.
In Ashton?
Yeah. And Widnes.
Widnes. I might have been one. Do they have one in Manchester or Liverpool?
Yeah, they do.
I might have been one after a gig.
So we say Frankie's, Dixie's, same thing.
Yeah.
So where would you put Frankie's, Dixie's?
So Frankie's from St. Helens.
Yeah.
That's going in the bin, though. That's the problem.
Do you think so?
Because that's got zero hygiene rating. and they have let the rats run all
so
over.
So is
the food.
Gino's, to be fair. But we love that.
We love it.
I love Frankie's.
No, I think it's better than a KFC, in my opinion.
What?
Because it's more consistent.
It is wet and it's open dead late and you can get it any time. Cheaper. I'm going to put it in the same line as it.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think it's Scran right now. I'm not eating a Frankie's right now.
No.
Bird's Bakery, never eaten?
No, I don't know about Bird's Bakery.
Millie's Cookie?
Sounds like a fucking...
Millie's Cookies. You ever had Millie's Cookies?
Sounds like a pedo porno. That's what it sounds like.
Millie's Cookies.
Sounds like a baby snuff film.
I've had Millie's Cookies. Great. Best cookies.
Really?
I love her cookies.
Millie's cookies.
I love her cookies, man. Have you ever been?
No, but I feel like anything cookies would go very high for me.
Every once in a while. They're great. I'll take you.
Okay,
get a big
yeah.
cookie.
Yes.
We'll get her a big cookie.
A big cookie.
Cafe Nero, same as the other ones.
Yeah, same with the others, I think, yeah.
So we come down to the last two. And these are specifically I've put as the last two for Steam.
Oh, I see.
So, as you know, Walk and Go.
Yeah.
And Casper's.
Oh, fuck.
So these are the last two.
So for me, they're both God tier.
Wow. But you can only use one. I'm going to throw it out. I'm just going to piss you off because I think personally, if one was worthy to go in God tier,
yeah,
it's Walk and Go.
Yeah.
Casper's, the cookie dough is overrated. And it's expensive.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel like Casper's for me, it hits the sugar cream perfect.
It's the spot.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm gonna let you choose. Oh, you have to use it. You got your card left.
No.
I used my card earlier on Taco Bell.
Yes. Shit. I feel like. Oh, that's way too hard, actually. I didn't think this could be that hard of a question.
Hey.
Shit.
Hey.
Oh, no. Oh, I feel like
I'm going to have to push you for time here, Steve.
I'm going to have a panic attack.
I'm going to have to push you to time. Steve's got his head in his hands.
Shit, I feel like crying. I think Walk and Go.
God tier?
Yeah, God tier.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
How about the Oreo waffle?
Oh, don't say that.
Okay, I'll put the Walk and Go God tier for you.
Yeah, Walk and Go.
So Walk and Go, you have been promoted to God tier. Well done.
Well, what are you saying for Casper's then?
Personally, personally, every once in a while.
Oh, really?
Steve's face is like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Sort yourself.
Oh, really? You fucking don't know anything, you little bastard. That Oreo waffle is fucking the best thing in the world. You fucking bastard.
You need sugar in your life.
You little bastard. Do you know what for you though, Steve?
Yeah.
I will make a deal. Because you put Harvester in Woodscran right now.
Okay.
I'll put Casper's in Woodscran right now.
Okay, thank you, Charles.
So that is our, and you won't be able to see it. Maybe we'll put it on our Instagram.
Yeah, screenshot it, yeah.
We'll put it on our Instagram.
That's a, yeah. We'll get that posted.
Of our completed fucking fast food / restaurant tier list.
That's cold.
Wow.
What an episode.
What can I say?
All I can say is I am fucking starving.
I am hungry now.
I reckon I could eat a baby. If someone cooked a baby, I could like dip it, you know, with a fork or whatever and start eating. I'm that hungry now.
Hey, look, I'm not going that far, Steve. You do you.
I'm so fucking hungry.
You do you.
Oh, well, that is what an episode for something that we pulled out the bag, like literally during the recording.
Yeah, literally. I thought that was a good episode for what it was.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Hope the listeners have enjoyed that. Maybe the listeners should message us, tell us what they think. Do they agree? Do they disagree?
We're going to have definitely people disagree.
Are we going to cause uproar?
No one's going to have Walk and Go and Taco Bell in God tier.
No.
Mackey's will go in God tier for some people, but
yeah.
No one's going to have their mothers. They're going to be annoyed at Greg's, I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah, there's going to be someone that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever you're listening, whatever you think, just get in touch. We'll give you a shout out what you think.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Good stuff.
Happy days.
Lovely little pod. How long did we go?
We've done about an hour and 20, something like that.
Hey, not bad.
Perfect. Well, I think we should go and get some food, Charles.
Let's do it.
Because I'm fucking starving.
I'm hungry.
I think this has been one of the worst ideas as well.
Yeah, just for a hunger. We're going to go and eat loads of food. I've gone over my calories already. Goodbye.
This was brought to you by Murdly Productions.